yes, hey. That's right, it is. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Later today, the introduction of a new character in our midst, a lady that I have great regard for. Her name is Andrea Metcalf. So if you want to get to know her a little bit and see how she fits in with Richie and me and the rest of the Good Day gang, you'll want to hang around here for a while. Meanwhile, it is, I put you on Notion, the nation's on notice, not Notion. You're on notice. This is Thursday, June 30th, last day of June.
Warning.
2011, warning. Rich and I are full of you-know-what, but you've known that. We're really full of it, though, today. Do not be afraid, however, because life has offered you something special today.
What's that?
If you believe that life is worth living, Richie, then our pact together, the McFadden-Steffen, or I prefer the Steffen-McFadden pact.
Whatever, that's fine.
Right, exactly. We'll break down barriers. We will tear down that wall. We will address whatever your problem is and fix it.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. What's your problem? We are here to fix it. Nothing else in the world is more important to us than the existence of you and your peace and tranquility. We're going to get rid of your doubts.
You're laying it on a little thick, don't you think? It's early.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So let's get to something that actually is pretty important. And it speaks to something that most of us who have a brain really do think about. The fairness doctrine is not going to be reimposed. Apparently that is put to bed, gone, the president, everybody on both sides says, forget about it, we're not going to do it. Okay, so then what's the danger? The danger, Will Robinson, is presented in a couple of different examples, which I will post now for your ears to hear, and you tell us at 800-510-8255 whether you think, as of today, these things are troubling. I find them extraordinarily good examples of something that really, really, really troubles me. And that is the government in your face, in your life, all powerful, all knowing, all being, all present. The U.S. Park Police, Richie.
Uh-huh.
In the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
Arrested.
Because there are parks everywhere.
Right. Arrested two reporters for videotaping a public meeting of the Taxi Commission in Washington last week.
Really?
At least one of the writers was held for an entire day. The arrests have now come under fire.
And what were the charges?
The charges were disrupting a public forum by videotaping and taking pictures at a public meeting, an open meeting, which is what the open meeting law is all about. The news media comes and takes notes and writes stories and posts pictures. That's what freedom of speech is about. Yet these two were arrested. And if you look at the media outlets across the ideological spectrum, I'm talking about the Post. What would be two extremes? Fox and the Post, right?
Yes.
Both of them excoriating appropriately the District Taxi Commission for having their own. First of all, why do they need their own police? That would be number one. Why do we have the park police there at the Taxi Commission meeting? I want to know about that. But I also, more importantly, want to know what you think about those sorts of things. And you know as well as I do, the same kind of thing goes on in your community, in your state, in the jurisdiction where you live. You know, you can feel the pressure. Now, we've recently been added to a radio station in the Richmond, Virginia area. So, for those of you who are there in that area, you probably know this story already. This is an even scarier one, Richie. A man from Richmond was arrested, fined, and given a suspended jail sentence for using a bullhorn to yell at a policeman. What did he yell? Quote, stop harassing people. We pay your paychecks. The guy gets arrested, fined, and given a suspended sentence because he used a bullhorn to yell at a police officer. Now, if you really dig around, I think you'd probably agree, most of us would, the guy is a jerk. But he probably ought not to have been arrested for yelling. Well, here, let's say he had the bullhorn and he yelled, "We love the police! We love the police!" Right. Would he have been arrested for saying
right.
that?
Right.
No!
Right.
We have fundamental rights in America to be jerks. That's part of what we fight for. You hear all of this horse manure from the president and others because the budget problems are what they are. We have our men and women worried about their next paycheck, the people in the service to our country. And the reason that we have it is because we have a budget which has at least 34% fat, fraud, abuse, corruption inveigled into it. Why wouldn't you want to complain about that? Anyway, the people in Richmond don't seem to have a particularly strong grasp on what free speech is. I remember a radio guy being arrested and booked on charges of harassment after he and his producer made several calls off the air to the office of a city council member trying to book an interview with his counselor. The case went to court happily, and the fellow who was the host of the program was exonerated. So how many examples of this same sort of stuff? 800-510-8255. This is what we hear in conversational ways on the radio. You know, we have a lot of fun with a lot of things. This isn't fun, because every day these kind of events are nibbling away bit by bit by bit at what we call our basic rights, our basic freedoms.
The taxi guy, the guy who got arrested at the taxi, the reporter.
He just looked it up.
He's already been in touch with the ACLU for his court date next month.
Yeah. All right. So you check that out. The other ones can be checked out. There are examples of this stuff everywhere.
Here's the problem with a lot of these.
I love the bullhorn, though. We love the police. We love the police. He wouldn't have gotten arrested for saying, "We love the police."
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
But there are, like, loose definitions of disturbing the peace, harassment, things like that, that they can just kind of make up out of nowhere.
Yeah,
for
of course
a reason
they can.
To,
if you know. Swear at a police officer, he can arrest you for, you blankety-blankety-blank.
Right.
For disturbing the peace.
Right.
Well, how are you disturbing the peace? You're telling a peace officer that he's a piece of dirt, and that they don't want to hear that. So you're under arrest. How about them apples?
Arrest me.
Yeah, right.
Fine.
I told you the story.
We all have these stories.
Now, listen
where
to
you get in somebody's face.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
go
I didn't
ahead.
Get, I, here's what I said.
Ya.
I was driving a tractor down the road with a load of hay on it.
Uh-huh.
And a police officer pulled me over and said he never wanted to see me on that street again because I was a nuisance. I looked at him and I said, "Please give me a ticket." He looked at me and said, "What?" I said, "Give me a ticket, please. I want to go before a judge
right.
and tell him that you say that farmers are a nuisance.
Right.
Give me a ticket." He looked at me and he walked ahead and got in his car and drove away.
Yeah.
Give me a ticket and tell me that I, as a farmer, am a nuisance. I want that to be heard in public by a judge.
So that I can go to the news.
Yeah.
And yeah, and that's the other thing. Yeah. You know, with all of these cell phone cameras now.
Oh, yeah.
When you disagree with somebody in a position of power, and you can just take their picture. Let's say you get a ticket and you disagree with the ticket. Mm. Okay, I'm going to take your picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on Facebook.
Right.
I'm going to tweet it.
So how is that disturbing the peace?
I'm sure that there is some law
of course.
That they have in their book somewhere that says you can't take their picture and distribute it.
Right. Yeah.
But you're a public, servant.
Exactly. Public servant.
You work for me.
Yep. I pay your salary.
Oh, yeah. That's,
I paid my taxes. I paid my real estate taxes yesterday. I paid for for a number of people working on the public dole. So, anyway, it's just, it all is food for thought, but something that we oftentimes we get our shorts kind of wadded up here a little bit because this stuff is just wrong. If you want to live in another country that doesn't purport to have freedoms all the way around, then, okay, you don't expect this. But either we are or we aren't free. That's it. Simple, plain, straightforward. Do you think you live in a country that is free? All of you who say, all those soldiers who have died protecting us from our freedoms, what freedoms are those? If we don't have the freedom of speech, that's basic bottom line stuff. All those cases that I was talking about, they all get thrown out anyway. I mean, the guy who got fined should have had a better lawyer. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Coming up, our 2020 history quiz.
Ooh.
That'll be cool. It's 18 after, if I do say so myself.
Hurry into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $5 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20-pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today, because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss these 4th of July deals, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's dollar-stretching deals time at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means it's a great time to double your buying power with buy one, get one free offers on select quality parts and accessories for your car or truck. Shop today and save during dollar-stretching deals at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How do we celebrate summer? Saving money with e-values.
Member Nicole Recker on the Sam's Club e-value saving celebration. June 29th through July 4th, save on top of already low Sam's Club prices, like $50 off a Samsung 40-inch LED TV,
$2 off artisan fresh chicken sausage, $1 off seedless watermelon,
and more. Not a member? Join June 29th through July 4th. Get the money-saving benefit plus members enjoy all year. E-values at Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
All right, no rain checks here, Richie. No rain allowed.
Don't need it.
Sunshine and lollipops and all that good stuff. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is in Denver or Florida.
She's in Atlanta today.
Atlanta, that's where she is.
Yes, be back here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. And Roberta's off all this week. This is the 2020 history quiz. Ready?
Yeah.
First Corvette.
Ooh, yes.
Rolled off the assembly line on this date in 1953.
That's right.
What did it sell for? 800-510-8255. How much did the first Corvette sell for? And as an added sort of extra added endorsement or extra added consideration, what do you think that car would be worth? Were it to be available today. 800-510. Multiply it times 10 at least. 800. Maybe 100. Actually, multiply it times 100. 800-510-8255. First Corvette assembled today in Flint, Michigan. What did it sell for? You know? How much? That'll be so. 800-510-8255. We're talking about freedoms in the main, and how people are conveniently labeled good or bad by whatever authority thinks they want to embrace whatever it is that they want to embrace, not what your freedoms actually are.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
And CNN reporter Richard Quest, you might not know the name, but you've seen his picture. He's a CNN reporter, was busted at Central Park at 3:40 in the morning, bag of crystal meth in his pocket, sex toy in his boot, a rope tied around his neck that was also tied to his genitals. Look, we've all screwed up trying to tie a tie, but that's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. Whoa. Yeah. Crystal meth in his pocket and a sex toy and a rope tied around his genitals. And he refused to say which Republican senator he was meeting with. He just didn't say. I'm guessing Larry Craig, but I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, police arrested him and they put him in handcuffs. Why? I mean, wasn't his evening kind of going in that direction anyway?
He's a funny bugger.
He sure is.
25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. In case you haven't gotten the drift of things, normally at this time in this hour on this program, there is a little something a little more humorous than some of the things, the anecdotal things that Richie and I and whoever else is here with us might be engaged in. Also, don't forget, this hour of the program plays every evening on the Internet on WS Radio at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. That's WSRadio.com, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. So there it is. Those of you who have computers, you can search WS Radio on your smartphone as well. That's not a bad deal, Richie.
Yep. Absolutely.
More people listening is a good deal. 800-510-8255. Okay, we have, as usual, a couple of things going on here. I've asked as part of the 2020 history quiz. Normally, 20 after the hour, I ask a question. 20 before the hour, we get the answer. First Corvette rolling off the assembly line on this date, 1953. What did it cost? And then, as an added sort of, it's kind of one of those wry smiling things, if you still owned it, how much would it be worth today? What do you think? 800-510-8255. We're also talking about your freedoms. The essence of any, we all have these examples you come up with where your freedoms are being nibbled away at. That's not a good question. Your freedoms are being nibbled away. How about we just leave it at that, huh? Chuck is in El Paso. You have an example for us of one of these sorts of things, Chuck?
Well, yeah. It's been a decade or more since I enforced state law because I was a Fed. But when I was a small-town cop, there's a law in Texas called breach of the peace, mm-hmm. where if you start cussing in public, and it might offend somebody, it's a violation of the law. But the way the law's enforced, if the only person that hears you cussing is a police officer, you can't be charged with it because the theory is cops are supposed to have a tougher hide than the average public,
yeah.
and should not be offended by anything that they hear.
So do you think the police in El Paso or others that are regulators do have a tougher skin, the people that you worked with, do they have a tougher skin?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, that's the way you got to be. Somebody when I first started, somebody was talking about they wanted to be a cop because they didn't want to take any ass off anybody, and the supervisor told them that's your job, it's a ass taking job,
right?
Become
a police officer and take ass. All right, yeah. Chuck. Thanks, Margaret's in Hickory. What do you think, Margaret? Hickory, North Carolina. Hi.
Good morning. I was just thinking about the fella in the park, arrested in the park. Maybe he was going to meet Mr. Weiner. Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Mom.
About the freedoms. Have you ever read the Communist Manifesto?
I have read a synopsis of the Communist Manifesto.
It is scary. It is scary because you can see it. You can see it. One of their main goal is to place the people, the communist people, in places of authority.
Margaret, do you think that we still have to worry about? Do we have to still worry about the Communist Manifesto, or are there other things that perhaps?
No, it's working. It's still working.
You think?
Because yes, okay. These college professors spew and indoctrinate their students about rallying against the Constitution and downplaying our liberty, downplaying anything about freedom. They're pushing it. You know that they are. You know that the way some of the college students are coming out, but mainly that. But all of these people that are judges that make these wrong decisions.
Margaret, let me make this easy for you. There are some good judges and some bad judges. There are some people on college campuses that are good, some that may not be exactly our cup of tea, but it's all part of us being able to express ourselves. Freedom of speech is what we're talking about here. And you have in our country, as I said a few minutes ago, the right to be a jerk, to be an A.H., to be a fool, to be any number of things. We have a lot of these people that have good paying jobs on the radio because they're entertaining. No matter what it is, it's okay. 800-510-8. It really is. It's all okay. But to have people tell you you can't do those things in a free country is not okay. That's the difference. By the way, if you don't want to send your kid to some communist campus, send him to Heidelberg in Tiffin, Ohio. Right, Richie?
Get a good education. Communists there is.
No communists.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have any. Matter of fact, that'll be our new slogan. Heidelberg University, we have no communists here. All right?
Yeah.
The price of the first Corvette up and coming here on Good Day, half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Shut the door, can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert, just way hotter. The point is it all.
Experiencing technical difficulties on the farm. Doug can't shut his Ustream off. He's watching it.
All right, here's a repeat of all of us. Turn your speakers down, Dudley.
Why did they hook him in?
Dudley wanted to watch himself, so he clicked on our Ustream feed at DougStevin.com, and now he can't turn it off. Doug.
I can't shut it. I can't. There's nothing that'll make it go away.
Just hit the X in the upper right-hand corner of the Internet Explorer.
I hit all the X's. Everything is X that could be X.
Then turn the volume knob down on your speakers.
No, that doesn't fix it. I got to kill. How do we stop it?
Right now, we just want the noise to go away. So turn down the speakers.
So do a commercial because I want to figure this out.
Can you hear ourselves in the background?
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Let's do this. First, we haven't done this in a while.
Technical difficulties.
The Good Day Show will return right after these messages.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the Low Country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three clutch things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just code up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
You want two things from your spray painting project, right? You want it to look great, and you want it to last. That usually takes two products, a primer and a paint. But not anymore. New Krylon Dual Paint and Primer does both jobs. So in just one easy step, you get great Krylon color and a finish that lasts like you primed it. Krylon Dual Paint and Primer in One for a great look that lasts. Krylon, make it yours. Available at Walmart. Save money, live better.
Everything under control of that?
All right. Before we do that PR release on having the video available at DougStephan.com, maybe we better get a couple of the other little hoochie-goos out of the way.
Yeah, just you think?
Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan, Jennifer back tomorrow. Doug's good day at 23 before the hour. The 2020 quiz question, historical quiz, focusing on the first Corvette, which was built on this date, the 30th of June, 1953. It was considered a 1954 model. Mm-hmm. What did it sell for, and what's it worth today? 800-510-8255. Dave, what do you think?
How you doing?
Well,
how about you? 1953 Corvette in 1953 cost $3,498. $3,498.
Now, how do you know that? Today, how do you know that so authoritatively? Where did you get that information?
I love Corvette.
Ah.
I have a picture of Corvette in every room. I want a Corvette. Do you know what it's worth today?
I would like to know
that
what you think it's
worth. One.
Yeah.
$440,000.
All right. Hold on to that.
I got one other thing to say now.
What's that?
If anybody has one and wants to give it away, send it to Lake City and Dave Turner. Send it to me.
All right, Dave. Hold on just a second. Right. Don't go away. Chris is over in Alexandria, Louisiana. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Doug. How you doing?
Well, how about you?
Better than I deserve.
All right, there's the Dave Ramsey line of the day. Thank you very much for that. Corvettes, how much when the first one came out?
He's right. The original price was $3,500.
Yeah.
As far as the collector's price goes, it depends on the collector. Most of them are going right now for about $140,000 to $150,000.
Right. That's what I see.
Yeah. Right.
Now, if you got the very first one off the line,
that's worth some money.
Yeah,
right. Now, I'm told that the first vet sold with all discounts, et cetera, for $3,250. So we're all right in the same ballpark, $3,400, $3,500, like that.
Yeah.
And the fact that
was around that.
If, in fact, the that vehicle were to be found today, multiply that value times 100, and you'd be pretty close. Dave says $440,000. You say 120. Well, 125 for a decent Corvette of that vintage is in. You know, the paint's good, the body's good, it runs
Corvette.
Well.
I mean,
I have a buddy who has two of them, and
really?
He just got them appraised. Yeah, he just got them appraised, and they're selling for about a 140 to 150.
Right.
Now, if you had an original that you bought off the showroom floor and put it in a locker, you might be able to get about $300,000 to $400,000 for it. But those are very, very rare.
Yeah, where did your friend find the two that he has?
He's been having them for about 25, 30 years now. They were originally his dad's. His dad bought them brand new.
Wow.
And he had them restored about 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. What years? Both 54s?
54s.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah, a red one and a blue one.
Wow. Right. So, Dave, you've owned a Corvette this vintage before?
No, I haven't. That's my dream, you know, one day.
All right, so Chris, I'm putting you together with Dave, because maybe, Chris, you can get your friend to loosen up on one of them. Dave's got lots of cash.
You know what he told the guy when he wanted to appraise the guy appraised it for 140 to 150? You know what he told him?
What?
He would never sell it.
Never sell it. Yeah.
Never sell it for that price.
But you know what?
But think about if you had that number one issue from June 6th or June 30th.
Yeah.
That thing is worth more than the average car.
Oh yeah, right. Because the first one.
I don't think I'd even sell it for the $300,000 if I had that original number one.
But you know what, guys? If in fact this is car talk, guy talk. That's because Jennifer's. If Jennifer were here, we wouldn't
Jennifer
be able to get away with this.
She wouldn't let us do this.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
I'm normally a Mustang collector, not a Corvette collector.
Mustang collector. Well, you got one of the original 64, 65.
Now I've had a 65 fastback, a 69 fastback, a 70 coupe. And then a bunch of newer models.
Now, the thing about both of those cars, Dave and Chris, is that they were rattle traps then, and they are rattle traps now.
I had a 56 Mustang in about 74.
Yeah.
And if I could ever go back to that time, I'd grab it again and keep it with me forever.
You know, what's funny is I have a 68 Camaro convertible.
Really? Richie, you got a 68 Camaro?
Doug, you've seen it before.
Wow.
And when I go to car shows, I cannot tell you the amount of people that walk up to me and go, I had one just like this.
Yeah.
Wish I still had it.
Yeah.
Man, what would it be worth today?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with my Mustang. They all do that. Everybody
Richie
loves
won second in class with that car. Was it last weekend or weekend before?
It was last weekend at the Camaro Nationals for first-generation convertibles. I won second place.
Second place. So that car is worth some serious dough, Richie.
It should be.
Just bought a brand-new 2010 Camaro and didn't like it. I traded it in already.
Really?
Why did you like it? They were pretty good.
I can't say anything bad about it at all. Like I said, I've always been a Mustang fan, and I just didn't like the current body style on the Mustang, so I decided to get the Camaro.
Yeah.
And I never had it in my heart. It never really.
What about a Dodge? What about those new Dodge Challengers?
I looked at it. I didn't.
The Challenger and the Charger.
On it. Yeah.
But Dave, you like both of them?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Dave likes them both. Nostalgic.
All right, so both
you
guys
give
are
up on the GMC Astro minivan that I'm driving now. I appreciate it.
Okay, hold on a minute, Dave. Thank you. Chris, good to talk to you. Thank you, both of you. Hold on, we'll send you to Doug Steffen. We have, what do we have for paraphernalia? We have T-shirts and
I think we have some T-shirts there.
Hats. We ought to get Doug Steffen. You know what we ought to have Russ do is Doug Steffen umbrellas. Those would be cool to have.
I've seen those before. They're cool.
Yeah, right. Okay. So where are we now on Doug's turf? We have managed to get your focus. You see, again, how wonderful it is to have Jennifer's presence here and have Roberta Fasanelli, who's around with us, and Andrea Metcalf's going to join us later on today. You know what we should do? Andrea gets here, let's start the conversation with this and see where it goes. Let's find out what Andrea's real medal is, because we don't really know her that well. We'll see if Jennifer would be all. I don't know. Roberta doesn't care about cars much. Anyway,
Roberta would tune. Although Roberta's husband has a nice car.
Yeah,
he's got an old BMW or an old Porsche.
Yeah, yeah. But is it really? Remember that movie that last summer? What was the name of the movie with Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz? In which she runs a shop, a body shop, a car shop that rehabs old cars.
Oh, really?
That's her business.
Ah,
in the movie.
Cool.
Yeah. So are there women around who dig old cars? And if so, please identify yourself. 800-510-8255. What are we doing about Dr. Ken? We got pieces of that put together?
No.
We don't have the piece of that.
No, Dr. Ken will not be here.
Dr. Ken, not here. All right, so that's good. That gives us, I want to talk to a woman who digs older cars.
You know, at this show that I was at this past weekend,
there
were two examples of husband-wife, his and hers, Camaros.
Yeah, right.
So the wife had hers, the husband had his, they both came to the show together, they both showed their cars together.
Really?
Yeah, it is kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, I think it would be cool. If I think I told you about this state senator who I'm supporting here locally, who was talking about her cars with me when I went to a fundraiser the other night, and we got off onto cars somehow. They have a lift in their garage, and she does all the work on her cars.
Very cool.
I think that's extraordinarily cool.
Yeah.
So it's almost a turn-on, Richie.
Very cool.
All right, so who's the lady, or who are the ladies who would like to be heard that take care of their own cars, dig cars, have old cars, et cetera, et cetera. Show yourself, please, or let's hear from you anyway. 800-510-8255, 15 before the hour on Good Day.
It's not often motorists receive recognition for doing something right. During June, in support of National Safe Driving Month, Motorola Mobility will reward drivers who commit to responsible driving behavior through its Responsibility on the Road program. Eric Estrada, star of the classic TV hit show Chips, has more.
In select cities, Motorola has teamed up with law enforcement to give Motorola Bluetooth devices to select motorists who pledge to follow their state and local hands-free laws. During National Safe Driving Month, you can visit facebook.com/Motorola to take the Responsibility on the Road pledge. In return, you'll receive 50% off Motorola Bluetooth hands-free devices.
Hands-free devices like the Motorola Roadster make it easy to make calls or receive and respond to a text message while keeping your hands on the wheel. For more information, visit Motorola.com/Roadster.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
So where are the women who dig these cars? The women and their men who dig these cars. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, interesting, yesterday I was comparing. I remember when we talked about this when Rupert Murdoch first bought MySpace for $580 million.
Oh, that's a bad one.
And it went into the tank yesterday. The announcement was made that it was sold for $35 million. Imagine that write-off.
Wow.
What a write-off. The taxpayers will be absorbing, thanks to Mr. Murdoch's a bad investment, from $580 million dollars to $35 million. He had the right idea. There is certainly, at the time when he bought this, social media was just beginning to expand. And he figured, well, I've got this cornered.
And it was big back then.
It was big. Right. I think I still have a MySpace page.
Yeah, I'm about to delete mine, actually.
Yeah, I think we all ought to. Anyway, well, maybe not so soon. This company that bought MySpace is a company that wants to further music. Matter of fact, they hired Justin Timberlake to make MySpace sort of hip again. Remember he played the role of the guy from Napster in the Social Network movie?
Yeah.
So anyway, the Huffington Post says that a lot of musicians are getting involved. They want to lead the creative strategy, and on the top of the pile is Justin Timberlake. The company is called Specific Media. Mashable says Timberlake will assume an ownership stake in this. There's a need, he said, for fans to go to be able to interact with their favorite entertainers. So this is going to be a place where you can sign up at MySpace and be on, like, Felix Cavalieri of the Rascals just friended me on Facebook. So that's cool. I like Felix Cavalieri and I love the Rascals. So it would be appropriate for me and neat for me to be able to have a conversation with a guy that I really idolized as a kid growing up listening to his music. Right?
Absolutely.
So that's what MySpace is going to become for current musicians. So all the people that are on, for example, if the folks at American Idol are smart or The Voice or any of these other programs, they'll get a hold of this right now because I think that idea would work. I think you got something there.
Well, that's what MySpace was originally
for anyway.
It was a music site, and then all these young kids started getting on it, and all of a sudden it turned into a social networking site.
Yeah.
I actually just logged into my MySpace page for the first time in a year.
Yeah. Okay, I can't tell you the last time I got into it, but I don't watch that stuff as much as I might anyway. But I'll certainly have you do it, Richie.
Nah, I won't be logging. I don't even remember what your MySpace is.
I don't even either. I don't remember it either. Isn't that funny? I don't remember that stuff. All right, let's see here. Roger's in Eugene listening to KUGN. Yeah, Roger, make it fast.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that this is on the same subject, but you should dwell on this about the billions of dollars that are cheated, stolen from women.
When women buy cars, they get screwed, Richie. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah,
thank you.
We have. Yeah.
50, we have spent some time. 51 after the hour, and good day.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com.
That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Now we're having a good day, not a difficult day, a good day, 53 and change after the hour, and our focus here is as we help your life better, able are we, I'm now doing my Yoda impression,
to help you
with technology. Have you heard the sad news about MySpace? We were just talking about the sale. Alex Goldfein fills in some of the details. He's our technology tailor. And that's next. A lot of people buzzing about the sale of MySpace. So more on that in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Some interesting and sad news in the world of social media this week. We'll do interesting first, and then we'll get to sad. Former social media giant MySpace was acquired from News Corp, which runs Fox News, by a company called Specific Media, which is a digital ad network that sells targeted ads to marketers. That's the interesting part. MySpace was sold. Want to hear the sad part? The acquisition was made for just $35 million. Now, that sounds like a lot, but consider that recently, News Corp wanted to sell MySpace for $100 million. Consider also that just a few years ago, MySpace was worth billions. What happened? Facebook happened. And the lesson here is to strike while the irons are hot. You may recall that coupon site Groupon recently said no to Google's offer of $6 billion, thinking it's worth significantly more. Consumer electronics fame is fleeting. These companies need to take advantage of their good standing, and strike while the opportunity exists, lest they become MySpace. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738.
Right.
Shipping and processing fees apply.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Cities all over the world are growing, but the resource department in these cities is not growing at the same rate. That's why many people are taking steps to meet the future head on. Bobby Owens has more on what lessons you can learn from your friends and neighbors.
Growing populations and aging infrastructures present cities with environmental challenges. But which cities are meeting them best? Siemens sponsored a unique study by the Economist Intelligence Unit to compare U.S. and Canadian cities on environmental performance and policies. Siemens Sustainability VP, Allison Taylor, runs down some of what their experts looked at for their U.S. and Canada Green Cities Index.
Are you consuming a lot of water? Are you putting together goals as a city to reduce your water usage? How about your energy consumption? What about waste? And what are you doing with hazardous waste?
San Francisco, Seattle, and New York all ranked highly, but Siemens President and CEO Eric Spiegel says it's not about handing out trophies.
It's really about sharing information back and forth across cities in the U.S. and also bringing what we've learned in other countries around the world. That's going to really help cities understand how they can go from where they are today to where they want to be over the next 10 or 20 years.
For more, log on to Siemens.com. That's Newsbreak from Siemens.
At DougStefan.com today is a very cool new website, Richie. DearPhotograph.com. The idea is to use, so you hold up an old photograph over the current background that was used in the original photo. So you see whoever was originally in the picture against what the current background looks like.
You know, I saw this on TV the other day, and I don't get it.
How do you mean?
I don't get it.
You don't get the appeal?
I don't get...
You don't get how it works.
How it works.
Well, you take like a picture of that. Might be my standing out by my. I remember as a kid, we had a 1946 Woody Ford station wagon. All right? So, me standing in the same place, maybe at the house across the street where I grew up, with my Ford pickup truck today. I think that's the gist of this. DearPhotograph.com. Might check it out.
It's an interesting idea. I'm looking at the story at the website at DougStefan.com there.
Right, thank you. Also, this week we found out in the world of technology the Pope is now on Twitter. In fact, this week he tweeted for the first time from his iPad.
What did he say?
The Pope on Twitter. What did he say? God bless you, everyone.
Gesundheit.
Yeah, Gesundheit, maybe. Or who's that person standing underneath my balcony? Anyway, technology, big important stuff. We're all over it. This is Good Day at 59 after the hour.